How our environment affects us can be complex. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Elizabeth Blaber, assistant professor in the Biomedical Engineering Department at Rensselaer Polytechnic Institute, uses the harsh environment of space to provide answers.
Space has long been an intriguing and much-studied area of science. The intense atmosphere of space provides a unique and stressful environment to study physiological stress, including altered gravity, exposure to space radiation, and psychological stresses. Therefore, this setting provides a rare environment to study mammalian physiology and to engineer systems for the study of human physiology. My lab focuses on understanding the physiological, cellular, and molecular mechanisms underlying stem cell dysfunction due to environmental stresses, disease states, and aging. Our research uses multiple loading paradigms, spaceflight, simulated spaceflight, hypergravity, and exercise, to understand how mechanical stimuli maintain stem cell health and tissue regeneration in high-stress environments. Through these environmental stresses, we aim to learn how we can use stem cells to repair damaged tissue, specifically in the musculoskeletal, immune, and digestive systems. Our research focuses on the bone marrow microenvironment as a central regulator for stem cell function and immune activation, leading to disease and aging. We also want to identify dietary supplements that can promote tissue health during both spaceflight exposure and normal aging here on Earth. Understanding how the body systems interact in both health and disease will help us dissect how aging and accelerated aging of stem cells during spaceflight occur and the impact of these alterations to tissue health. Ultimately, we hope to understand the mechanisms that lead to tissue dysfunction, degeneration, and aging, and develop targeted therapeutics to halt or reverse these effects both in space and here on Earth.
That was Elizabeth Blaber of Rensselaer Polytechnic Institute. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.